All right, everyone, are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grimm's Hentai Corner. Hentai Games Corner, rather. But they're all games, aren't they? Anyway, we're back with more Evenicle because I want to play it. And let's go ahead and just get started. There's a reason, I'm sure we're all aware. It's due to the Arthur tragedy. It's exactly like when Ouroboros covertly tried to get us into a war. The two biggest countries they tried to instigate were Eden and the Central Empire up north. At the cost of many lives, war was avoided. Then to assure the same mistake won't be made again, we signed an agreement not to expand our forces. Of course, if Snake Crest, I've just used that, does bear their fangs at us, we'll use all our power against them. But using the military without absolute proof may trigger a war in of itself. And if that happened, we'd be doing just what Snake Crest wanted. Action can wait until we've seen what damage they can do. We've reached our capacity on knights during the post-Arthur tragedy recruitment. The thing is that most of our knights are young now, so there are less and less people retiring and less spots opening up. Until we've seen the damage? What about the people who would die then? Regardless, there's no other option. Then we'll go after Snake Crest ourselves. Give us permission. They aren't only in Eden. If it's true they have sparkle bombs, they must have some influence in the country that procured them. Then give us permission to go to other countries too. Despite all your questionable decisions, you're still a princess. Letting you thoughtlessly travel to other countries could result in diplomatic issues. I'm married outside of royalty, so who cares? We can't assume other countries will feel the same. If they take it as an act of intervention, it's over. Do you want to start a war? No, I'm stopping one. Rich and Rocketfort really don't get along. Yes, her chaotic behavior and his obsession with order don't mix well. Bang! Apologies for interrupting the meeting. What is it? Sir, there are reports of a fire at Fort Baroran. Fuck that name of that fort. What? There are supposed to be soldiers stationed there. The cause is unknown, but we can see black smoke rising from the fortress. At Snake Crest, while we've been taking our sweet time, they made the first move. But Fort Baroran, Your Majesty, if their objective is to start a war, it's a more logical target than any town. I see that fortress can stand against even the most ferocious monsters. Were it to fall, it would cause widespread panic. Then if they spread the right rumors, they could get the whole nation rallied against another country. This is the same plan they used during the Arthur tragedy. Assholes like them just have to be underhanded. We just have to handle it quickly. Summon the knights and every soldier we have on reserve at once. We don't got time to wait for that. Yes, I agree. Let's send whoever's available first. We'll go too. Come on, that's okay, right, Father? It is an emergency. You have my permission. Show me you have the power to combat Snake Crest. I see, and we'll be overseeing that test. Aster, Ramius, you better not drag us down. Okay, understood. Then I'll organize the knights. Summon everyone in the nation here post-haste. Yes, sir. If they're trying to manipulate the public, we'll need to put a stop to that first. Alright, it's a good first step. Let's get anyone freaking out about the fire to chill out. When everyone's ready, we'll meet outside. Okay. Aster's party accompanied the 20 knights to the burning Fort Baroran. Probably Baroran, but whatever. Wow, so there's a lot of shit going down. Hey, so since we're married and all, can we sleep together tonight? Yeah, let's do that. Yay! Jeez, don't act so happy about it. Time to wake up, Aster. I got my fill of Aster's sleeping face. After doing a simple job cleaning up the room. Really? You gotta clean up the room when you go to an inn in this game? They don't have, like, fucking maids and... Alright, whatever. Aster and his wives left the inn. That's so weird. It just feels like bigamy a little bit. Maybe because it is. No, there's not a goddamn thing here now. Wow. For the combat I've barely gotten into. What do they got anyway? Level 42. Good night. He's got... I can't even look at his shit. Uh-uh. Oh, Barone is why the name is... Good night! Dude, I'm gonna see if I can find that one monster and I'm gonna beat it real quick. You know, the one that's supposed to be super fucking powerful? I'm gonna go over there and see if I can defeat it. Not this way, but yeah. They probably won't let me because it's over there with Fort Barone. So yeah, you'll... Take these really fucking souped up people and just... Let me see your power, he says. Well... Shut up! Sorry, folks. I have dogs. Hey, the hell's that smoke? What's up with Fort Barone? Did something happen? It couldn't be a monster attack, could it? As more and more people in the capital noticed the black smoke in the distance, the panic rapidly spread. Eventually, the crowd was filled with people looking at the sky with concern. It's been a long 5 years since the Arthur tragedy, but it looks like people still haven't shaken off the anxiety planted in their hearts. Can't the Knights just tell them it'll be okay? Well, they don't know what's going on, so it's kind of hard to say. Oh well, let me take care of this. Barone separated from the group and gallantly walked before the distressed crowd. Oh, Sir Barone, it's Sir Barone. It's Sir Barone the Zero Knight. Once one person saw Barone and said his name, all the eyes that had been directed at the sky moved over to him. Sir Barone, it looks like Fort Barone is on fire. Is something happening? That's what I'm about to go investigate. You can rest easy, everyone. I see. Be careful. Shut up! There's nothing to worry about. If you're all so anxious, it means I've failed. No, I'm not saying that. It's just when I think about any harm coming to your face, it makes me a bit nervous. Well, hey, if a Zero Knight's going, I'm not worried. Hey, let's get back to work. No slacking. You got it, boss. Starting with the girl who was given Barone's smile, the whole crowd's unease was soothed. Whoa, they calmed down fast. If a Zero Knight remains calm, they get the sense there's nothing to worry about, I assume. They must really trust Barone. Zero Knights are awesome. They're so popular that if you ask kids what they want to be when they grow up, it'll always be the number one answer. Really? But maintaining that trust isn't easy. If we don't handle the cause of this unrest quickly, all of the trust of our predecessors built up will be diminished. Alright, the capital's quieted down. Time to move on. Esther's party left the now peaceful capital. Okay. I guess she doesn't fight? I don't know. They're not giving her any weapons. Say I'm just taking advantage of these powerful knights. Looks like the fort's still standing. Are sparkle bombs not enough to bring it down? Does it matter? We just need to beat everyone in there. Akival's right. We can investigate after they're dealt with. Siblings think alike. In any case, let's be on the lookout for sparkle bombs. Right, let's get in there. Understood. The party stepped foot inside the fortress. The party was running through the fortress when Baro, the one in the lead, suddenly stopped. Someone's here. An enemy? You're a knight who was stationed here, aren't you? Can you tell us what happened? Zero Knight. We heard an explosion and the whole fort was filled with smoke and we were attacked by outlaws and monsters one after another. An explosion? Must be the sparkle bombs. Our captain went down straight away, then the rest of us all got separated. Okay, try not to inhale any more smoke and retreat in the direction we came from. Yes, sir, thank you. Baro saw off the knight and bowed before leaving. As he looked around the fortress, Baro appeared to have an idea. What is it? Let's clear out all these outlaws already. Well, I'm a bit curious about something. Would you mind if I went my own way? Curious about what? My apologies, Princess, but there's no time to explain. Well, why not? Looks like we've got nothing but small fry here anyway. Fine. Just tell me what this is about later. Excuse me, then. Take care of the rest for me, Akival. Just shut up and get going. Baro bowed to the rest of the group and, head still lowered, sprinted back in the direction they came from. In any case, let's clear out all the enemies out of here. Right. The party proceeded further into the fortress. Yay, I found a stag beetle. Nothing else there. There are random battles, though. Man. A lot of stag beetles in here. Aster, don't go any further! Huh? Akival randomly yelled at Aster to stop. What's up? I know you're there. Come on out! Akival shouted at a seemingly empty hall. Whoa! Then suddenly, as though he materialized out of thin air, a man clad in armor appeared. Oh, notice me, did you? I thought my presence was perfectly hidden. You aren't a Zero Knight for nothing, Akival. The voice behind the helmet should have been coming from in front of them, but to Aster it sounded like it was echoing from deep underground. The hell are you, bastard? I'm sure you must have an idea. Snake Crest. Hey, Aster, I'll take this guy on. You take the girls further in and put out the fire. Okay. Don't be ridiculous. Let's fight him together. No, Ramius. Ramius prepared to charge at the man, but Aster held her back. Well, why, Aster? If we teamed up, it would be easy. No, it wouldn't work that way, Ramius. Oh. Oh, so young, but able to gauge a foe's strength quite well. You have potential. Ugh. When the man turned to look at Aster, he felt an unknown something restraining his body. You can't even put a scratch on him. What? My sister's trained me on how to gauge that immediately. We just hold Akibo back. I see. You must have had some impressive teachers. What's this feeling I'm getting? Is he really human? But you don't think I'll let my enemies go that easily, do you? Aster felt his laser-focused bloodlust at the same time the armored man vanished like a phantom. He knew an attack was coming, but it felt as though his feet were glued to the floor. Am I gonna die? Hey, no ignoring the chaperone. I see, so this is the power of a Zero Knight. The man in white armor moved faster than Aster's eyes could see, but his downward chop was blocked by Akivolt. This works out nicely, Akivolt. I hope I'd have the chance to fight you one day. Great. What an honor. My name is, I suppose you may call me the White Knight. Go, Aster. Okay. Yeah, Akivolt, don't get hurt. At the same time the party ran away, they heard the heavy roars of metal clanging against metal. Clank! Clang! Amidst the sounds of clashing metal, Akival stood in the middle of White Whirlwind with his eyes closed. Clank! The whirlwind was actually the White Knight moving faster than the eye could see. Following some noise from the floor being destroyed, metal slamming on metal, his form became clear. The floor had been blasted away when the White Knight stopped himself when the metal sound came from the White Knight's attack following his reappearance being blocked by Akival. Wonderful, simply wonderful, Akival. You even make me want to get serious. Presumably because the White Knight had enough confidence in his speed, he fought barehanded. But his gauntlets were sharp enough to make it clear how easily they could cut through flesh. You've got a nasty personality. I'll take that as a compliment. The White Knight jumped away from Akivolt, then once again moved like the wind, becoming a blur. For fuck's sake, speeding up again? Akivolt didn't have his weapon at the ready either, but not out of any desire to challenge the White Knight in speed. It was because he knew any slight delay in reaction time could mean a fatal blow against him. Look, I don't really got a hand free to lead you guys around right now. Get going, Aster. Akival, don't let your guard down for an instant. Staying here just means getting in Akival's way. Let's do what we can first. Okay. Aster cursed his own inexperience, but had no choice but to proceed deeper into the fortress. Oh, okay, I see. Alright. Well, I was just noticing that you could go to that several times. Oh, it's an outlaw warrior. Thank you. Oh, wow. I see people over there. Outlaws, they seem strangely panicked, though. In the direction the party was heading, several outlaws ignited some wooden boxes, even though they didn't appear to know what they were doing. Yeah, the fuck's this about? Nothing but smoke. There's no fire. How should I know? Shit, all the hated stuff in there's gone. Damn. You must be the ones trying to burn down this fort. Good nights. How'd they get here so fast? Ah, three nights is nothing. Kill them. The outlaws readied their weapons and attacked the party. Reached full capacity on his feelings for his wife and noticed they were about to overflow. He stared at the butt of his wife walking past him. Each step shook her shapely ass left and right, trying to entice Aster, or so it seemed to him. Oh man, if my feelings get any stronger, I might lose it. Though snatching her up and screwing outside like wild animals could be nice. Wait, no way. Much as I like sex, I have to make sure the girl's satisfied or I might as well be jerking off. Aster shut his animalistic instincts away in the depths of his heart. I need to go home and enjoy the newlywed life once in a while. Aster decided that when an opportunity arose, he'd go home and rest for a bit. While Aster was transitioning through this variety of emotions, he didn't notice his wife's confusion. The love gauge is maxed out. Return home and enjoy an event with a wife. Okay. Found them! The orders to set this place on fire must have come from these guys. Wait, something seems off about them. What's this about? This isn't what they said. How's a shitty little explosion like that supposed to put a dent in a fort like this? Despite being on the offensive side, the men's faces expressed clear anxiety and irritation. Boss, we went around and lit fires like you said, but we've got nothing left to burn. Where's our reinforcements? They never said it'd go like this. Maybe they tricked us. Oh well, all we can do is split. What? Who are you people? How'd you get here? Finally noticed us. It sounds like they're planning to retreat. What should we do? Black rings. Looks like we found outlaws. Of course we can't let them escape. Shit, hey, let's kill these guys and get out of here. You got it, boss. The outlaws drew their weapons and simultaneously attacked the party. Now, what were you planning to do in this fort? Spill it. The tied-up outlaws obediently responded to Rishi's question. The plan was to blow this place up with sparkle bombs. If that was the plan, why is there nothing but a bit of fire damage? Now, how should I know? They just said if we use the sparkle bombs they gave us, this fort would be blown to smithereens. We were told if we took it out, no knights could come, so able to be all ours. Told by who? Someone gave you sparkle bombs and told you to use them? Was it the man in white armor? What man in white armor? I only ever met with a messenger. I get it, we really were tricked. Shit, next time we meet that messenger's toast. The outlaws started to curse the one who led them on. Maybe the power of the sparkle bombs is exaggerated, or maybe they didn't provide enough or something. Judging by his strength, I think the White Knight was the main perpetrator behind the attack on the fort. Then we might want to go help Akival. Nah, no need. Akival, you're okay. Did you beat the White Knight? Sorry, Princess. We fought to a draw and he got away. I'm not really in a state to run after him either. He fought you to a draw? Yeah, broke some ribs and fucked up some organs. I'm forcing myself to stand right now, but my legs are broken too. Man, he did a number on me. How could anyone but a Zero Knight compete with you? That's impossible. Just means the White Knight's that strong. Snake Crest has fighters on the level of Zero Knights? Sucks he got away, but what can you do? We still managed to defend Fort Barron, so a job well done, I'd say. Yes, now Snake Crest's plan to spread unease in the public mind should have been prevented. Raimi has agreed with Riche and, relaxed, as though she was letting her guard down. But somewhere in Aster's heart, a thorn of anxiety remained. It's true that Fort Barron fell. People probably get freaked out, but... damn it, we don't know anything. They fucking used us. I bet they're watching our failure and having a good laugh about that right now. Or a good laugh right about now. Watching the outlaws swear at nobody in particular begin to unravel the knot in the back of Aster's head. The outlaws knew nothing. They were isolated, so now they're suspicious and fearful. Hey, are we sure Snake Crest's goal was really to take out this fort? What else would it be? Even the smoke alone threw the townspeople into a frenzy. But if I were Snake Crest, I'd attack somewhere else, like a border with another country. Somewhere like that. The bridge to Lancelot is important, but destroying it is unlikely to have much of an effect on people's mental state. Sure, but if it were brought down, wouldn't Eden be isolated from the rest of the world? Isolated? Why would that be their goal? Eden has plenty of food, so losing the bridge wouldn't hurt us that much. It'd be expensive, but we can trade via ships from the harbor anyway. Not a bad strategy, though. Cutting us off wouldn't just stop trade, it'd block the flow of information, too. It's possible people from Eden could become suspicious of other countries like these outlaws have with Snake Crest. No, it's the opposite. If someone spread rumors about us in the other countries, it'd be harder for us to clean them up. Oh, what if Fort Barron was a decoy and they're really after the border bridge? Hey, outlaws, do you know something? Eek, no, we really don't know anything. Oh, but when we get the sparkle bombs, they had a bunch of other similar-looking boxes there, too. Then this is bad. The knight's attention is directed over here, so I doubt much attention is being paid to the border bridge. There's still time. Let's hurry over there. Akiba, hold on to my shoulder. Nah, I'd be holding you down this time. Just leave me behind. Okay, it's all on you. I'm expecting good results. The party hurried to Snake Crest's presumed target, the bridge to Lancelot. Some knights are running over. Ramius was looking at some heavily armed knights sweating as they ran. Whoa, Ramius, are you teaming up with us? Edward, I remember when we took the test together. Regarding Fort Barron, the incident has been dealt with, but Akival is injured, so please take him for treatment if you could. Akival was hurt? A Zero Knight? Must have been the Loner Knight's fault. Akival was injured in combat with a powerful foe. Ramius saved the fort, actually. But Princess Riche! Anyway, why is there so few of you? Wasn't Rocket Fort supposed to be gathering the knights? Well, we were just told to head to Fort Barron. Jeez, for all his talk, this guy's totally useless. Riche, this isn't the time. Right, let's hurry to the bridge. Do you mean the bridge to Lancelot to the east? You head to the fort, clean up, and get Akival some treatment, please. Understood. Despite the urgency of everything, the knights kept bowing to Riche. The party left before they were done and headed east towards the bridge. Yeah, I needed an inn. On the way to the bridge, Aster's party saw some men reacting with fright. I recognize this group. You're soldiers from Stallion, aren't you? Yes. Lady Ramius gulped. They seem surprised to see us. Did something happen? I'm sure it's because I'm here. Sorry now, you all have to get strange looks too. No, that's not it. It's just we saw some other knights rushing this way a moment ago. But when we tried to talk, they said they were on a top secret mission and we shouldn't ask them anything. Jeez, you're so self-conscious, Ramius. If I get to be with you, Ramius, I don't care what other people think of me. Is that right? Thanks. Besides, I wouldn't say it's all strange looks. You get some ogling, too. Of course, there's no denying that big breasts are great. Right? They say with every step she takes. They sway with every step she takes, so anyone would have to be captivated. But by breasts, people aren't staring with fear? Some apparently do, but I think that's only a fraction of them. Jeez, what's with guys? Can you only measure a woman's value from her chest? An abnormally bloodthirsty glare from Riche pushed Aster and the other men into silence. Well, who are these guys on this top secret mission? They wouldn't say. All they said was that it has nothing to do with us. That's odd. Secret mission or not, they should have revealed their position. If they weren't an intelligence unit, they wouldn't have been dressed like knights in the first place. It looked like they were transporting a large amount of material to the bridge. The bridge! They must be from Snake Crest. I see, so instead of operating from a base, they've been wandering around pretending to be knights. If they're moving out in the open, that must mean they don't see the need to hide anymore. Let's hurry to the bridge! The group parted ways with the soldiers and hurried towards the bridge in the east. Someone's there! When the party arrived at the bridge leading the Republic of Lancelot, a number of men were setting up something on the structurally weakest points of the bridge. Who are you? He seems a little different from the other outlaws we've seen. Seems not everything went as planned. The fortress assault was quelled sooner than expected, was it? You're from Snake Crest, aren't you? That's right, and I plan to put Eden through a bit of suffering. You won't get the chance. I don't know what you're trying to do, but the only ones who'll be suffering are you guys. Ignorant children, I don't even need to get involved here. Everyone, attack! Here they come! The suspicious men all drew their weapons and attacked the party at once. Alright, keep it up and take out the rest. Captain, this is going poorly. Well, look at that. You thought you could just sit back and now your whole gang's getting trashed. Shut up, you brats don't know anything. Let me teach you how brutal the world really is. There he is. Good, you're strong. Who knew the Kingdom of Eden had knights of this caliber remaining? The defeated man glared with frustration at the party, but with no further means to resist, he could only kneel. With strength like yours, what led you to become an outlaw? I'm sure he had its circumstances. Maybe he was trapped or otherwise forced into it. No, I joined Snake Crest of my own will. The man wheezed and bitterly smiled as he bared his arm. A Snake Crest tattoo. On it was printed the image of a snake-like creature eating its own tail. Why you ask, to bring about a war? You joined them to start a war? Why does Snake Crest want war so much? Do you enjoy seeing people suffer? You don't understand that it doesn't know war is our world's greatest misfortune. Now is that unfortunate? Because our world is... The man looked at his stomach with shock. A bloody lance was sticking out of it. If all you want to do is talk, then you're of no use to Snake Crest. What? Next thing everyone knew, someone else was standing behind the outlaw. It was a large man covered in forebodingly black armor. The man pulled the lance out, causing the already dead man to spray forth blood as he sank to the ground. A black knight? Is he allies with the white knight we saw at the fortress? Aster, can you tell how strong he is? About the same as the white knight, I think. I see, so he called himself the White Knight? Then I guess I'll be the Black Knight. What are you after? What do you hope to gain from destroying the bridge? I'm sure you already figured it out. We want to isolate Eden and make it the enemy of the rest of the world. We won't let you. What, you think you can stop me, you weaklings? But what we want is a war. If the attacks only came from one side, there wouldn't be much of a conflict. The armor prevented them from seeing the Black Knight's expression, but his body language made it look like he came up with an idea. Then he pointed to the part of the bridge. Or part of the bridge, rather. We set up some sparkle bombs there. Get rid of them before they activate. Huh? What's the meaning of this? You figured out the fort was a diversion, and that we were gonna blow up the bridge, so this is my reward to you. So you're saying you can just do whatever you want to this country later on? That pisses me off. Oh, looks like we have visitors. Huh? Aster turned and saw a group of armored knights and soldiers gathering at the bridge. Hmm? Well, what is happening here? Rockfort! I think he said Rochefort. But... Princess, I thought you'd gone to the fortress. It was a trick. They're after the bridge. Wait, what were you doing? Why didn't you just go to the fort? I also noticed it was a trick and ordered the knights to come here. Fighting you all at once could be entertaining, but let's leave the fun for another time. Oh, wait! Remember, the bridge is just your prize for being so clever. Time to take our real target. Rumble. Just as the Black Knight made that perturbing statement, everyone felt a large tremor beneath their feet. What was that? Oh! In the sky far off to the west, Aster spotted some black smoke rising so high it made it look as though the heavens were burning. Is that the capital? No, it's Eden Harbor! Eden Harbor! A town on the northern edge of Eden. It's our port for overseas trade. Those snake-crushed jerks. Not only were they after the bridge, they were targeting the harbor, too. Riche glared in the direction of the Black Knight. It had previously been and bit her lip, then immediately called out to a knight that was supposed to be keeping watch on the bridge. Have any record of that Black Knight crossing over here? No, no. If we saw someone like him, we wouldn't have let him go unquestioned. Are they operating out of the Republic of Lancelot? Princess Riche, just who was he? How would I know? Anyway, we don't want to lose this bridge too. Knights, go remove the sparkle bombs. Giving orders is my job. Everyone take care of those bombs. The knights and soldiers obeyed Rochefort's orders and carefully removed the sparkle bombs that were set up on the bridge. Riche, let's go back to the castle. Good idea. We need to see what the damage in Eden Harbor was like. While Riche spaced out, Aster took her hand and left the bridge to set off for the capital. Aster, let's go give our report at the castle already. Yeah, okay. They made their way towards the castle. Let's beat it this time. We'll take its remaining fang as a prize. Not up for it, Aster? I'm not sure. We didn't save. Let's see. No. Wow, look how powerful that thing is. These are events that occurred shortly after Ramius married Aster. Ramius thrust out her lance and grazed Aster on the cheek. Not so fast! Clang! While Ramius drew her lance back, Aster struck it down with his sword and closed in on her. Ramius instantly jumped backward, foiling Aster's plan. You're good, Ramius. You're an excellent swordsman yourself. If I weren't careful, you would have beaten me there. Didn't look like it to me. So what now? Want to keep going? Well, I've worked up a sweat. Let's take a little break. Okay, I'll get you something cold. Thanks, I appreciate it. That's a return with towels and glasses of cold water. Here, Ramius. Thanks. Ramius wiped her sweat as she downed the whole glass. You know, this garden's so big that it's just perfect for training. Hardly anyone ever comes by here, either. Yes, Mother often trained here too, I believe. Huh. Speaking of which, I heard an interesting story. At one time, this house was apparently in the middle of a forest, but... Mother used the trees to test her cutting ability, and eventually she chopped all of them down. Really? Yes, I don't remember much from then, but I'm told Mother had the tendency to do some rather radical things. I feel like my sisters are like that. Now, if that's enough rest, shall we continue? Okay. They readied their weapons and faced off again. Hehe. What's with that look? You don't seem focused on training. Sorry, during the break I got your big boobs on my mind for some reason. Oh, so my chest... So my chest is getting in the way for both of us. I'd get rid of these useless flabs of meat myself if I could. No, absolutely not! No, but please think of it as a favor to me. Never, ever do that. Okay. Besides, why do you think they're in the way? Even back when I first met you. Yeah, I noticed your chest, but it's not like your whole outfit isn't really sexy itself. Sexy? What about it is sexy? Like the whole thing. Unbelievable. When I was known as the Loner Knight, men averted their eyes from me wherever I went. Probably because they looked at her and got too turned on. I mean, is that an official knight outfit? I was under the impression all knights wore the same kind of armor. When you officially become a knight, you are provided with the standard armor set. I have my own too, of course. But if a knight has an outfit more suited to their fighting style, they are given a degree of freedom in how they dress. Really, now that I know that, it's weird that I see so many knights wearing the same armor. The standard armor does happen to be of fairly high quality. Oh, so it's the cheapest option. Yes, when you start looking at armor stronger than the... Than the standard, there's a significant price jump. If you aren't at least as wealthy as a noble, it's difficult to acquire a better set. Huh. Speaking of which, what about you, Aster? You could apply for the standard armor set if you wanted it. Nah, taking it off for sex would be a pain. I see, that is a point I didn't consider. So getting back on topic, you picked out that outfit yourself? No, rather this is what my mother used. Despite all appearances, it boasts high defensive capabilities far exceeding the standard armor set. And most importantly, it's easy to move in. I see why that be, but I guess your mom wore some sexy clothes too. Yes, I bet she had big boobs too. No, she was fairly slender. Thanks to her light weight, she was capable of swift movements that overwhelmed her foes, I'm told. That's too bad, but now I get why your outfit looks so tight around the chest. Unlike my mother, I have some excessive flab, unfortunately. Please don't feel bad about that. In fact, you should be proud. Be thankful you have big ones. Okay. But if that's true, there is one thing that worries me. Huh? If that's not made to your size, if you move too roughly, it could cause your boobs to spill out. What, is that all? My chest is yours now. Whether they spill out shouldn't be a problem. I don't want my wife's boobs getting checked out by another guy. Is that right? Sorry, I didn't consider that. But don't worry, to make sure the important bits remain hidden, I do use pasties. What's a pasty? They're adhesives you use to cover your nipples. That sounds sexy, but still I'm kind of worried. Yeah, then would you like to check them yourself? Of course, I'd be more than happy to. Thus, they went around to the side of the house where nobody would see them. See? They're stuck on there. Oh, oh! With a plop, Ramius' plentiful breasts were exposed. Huh, so these are pasties. What appeared to be white stickers were pasted on her nipples, covering up the important parts. Oh, by the way, I use them on my clothes, too. They keep the wind from blowing my top or my skirt around. Wow, I didn't know anything about girls' clothes. Well, these are very expensive, so they aren't in general use. Oh, that's good. If those were commonplace, men everywhere would be let down. Still, when you take the time to inspect them, pasties are surprisingly erotic. Ramius noticed Aster staring and faintly smiling. Were you that worried about someone else seeing my bare skin? I'm your wife, and you're the only husband for me. The only one I'd expose myself to is, of course, you. Seemingly embarrassed, Ramius blushed slightly. These wonderful boobs are all mine. I'm a lucky man. Oh, right, I'm her husband, so it's okay if I touch her chest. Maybe I'll try asking. So Ramius, can I take these pasties off? Wanna see underneath? Yes, that's fine. In contrast to how tense Aster had become, Ramius acted as though this was all very natural. My body's yours now, so you don't need to ask. Regardless of where or when we are, you're free to look if you wish. Oh, seriously? I'm your wife, so I think it's to be expected. Did I say something strange? I don't think so, but Aster couldn't help but gulp. These boobs, anywhere, anytime. Maybe I can give up on porn. Nah, that satisfies something else, sort of. Okay, I'm gonna touch them. Very well, anytime. Aster slowly reached out his hands. When he placed his fingers against the pasties, it would of course mean touching Ramius' chest. Aster nervously touched her breast. Squish! Whoa! Aster had already touched them, but he was once again in awe. They're so soft and fluffy, my fingers could sink all the way in, yet they're firm enough to push back. These are the perfect boobs. Aster, is something wrong? Nah, sorry, it's nothing. I'll peel them off now, haha. Aster had no idea whether peeling off the pasties would hurt or not, so he tried to be agonizingly careful. Shoot. Eventually, her nipple showed itself. Ah! Evidently embarrassed over a nipple being seen, Ramius quietly gasped. How does it look? Nothing strange, is there? Not at all. Your boobs and nipples are always wonderful. I see.
I'm glad, but can't help be somewhat embarrassed. Aster found himself ogling Ramius' chest. She noticed and looked distressed, but didn't say anything. The size and color of Ramius' nipples were ideal to Aster's manly sensibilities. Do you need to look so close? Sorry, I really want to. Is that bad? No, it's not bad. Ramius took a deep breath, then bashfully admitted the truth. When you stare so close, it makes me so happy. I don't know what to do. Oof, Ramius is so cute. So mind if I take off the other pasty? No, do it slowly. Okay. Aster slowly touched Ramius' left breast. Thump, thump, thump. Oh, Ramius, her heart's beating fast. Aster felt the heavy beating of her heart on his fingers, which accelerated his own heartbeat as well. His fingers nervously quivered as they peeled off the pasty. Now they're both off. Is being seen like this embarrassing? Yes, it is, but, strangely, I don't mind. Ramius let out a lusty sigh. The sensuality of it sped up Aster's heartbeat even more. When they were hidden, it was hot too, but actually getting to see them is particularly good. Is that so? I didn't mind you looking, but when you examine them so close, it feels odd. I'd never get tired of checking out your boobs. Aster's overly honest opinion made Ramius' blush deepen. Ramius, is something wrong? Aster turned to see what Ramius looked at after she yelped and saw her nipples gradually hardening. Are they getting erect? This is so... Ramius exclaimed without distress, but she couldn't cover up after she said she'd show him, so she was forced to expose her stiffening nipples as she blushed. Blood flowed into her nipples, steadily swelling them up. In no time, they were painfully erect. Unable to say anything, Ramius let out hot sighs. Sorry, this must look, strange. Nope, it's a huge turn-on. Also, I see you're embarrassed, but thanks for not covering up anyway. I'm really glad I got to see this. I very much am embarrassed, so I'm not letting you see out of any personal interest. It's just, if it make you happy, I wanted you to see as much as you can. Ramius. Aster was so touched that he couldn't help but reach his hands around Ramius' shoulders and give her a tight hug. Aster, well, what are you doing? Sorry, you're just so cute that I had to hug you. Ramius' cheeks flushed red. Don't say things like that. You make me so happy I can't stand. Hey, mind if I check you out down there, too? All my shameful places are gonna be seen. Oh, but maybe you better keep your skirt and panties on out here. You might have a problem with that. Ramius shook her head. If you ask for anything, I'd readily do it. Also, I want you to look. Ramius' hands quivered as she reached for her skirt. Blop! Then she yanked it off and it hit the ground. With her butt stuck out, she dropped her underwear too. Is this good, Aster? Yeah, awesome, Ramius. Ah, if it makes you happy. That's good. The right Ramius' legs shivered with shame was so cute that Astra's heart started thumping painfully. I wasn't sure a moment ago, but if I could see Ramius naked any time, maybe I really don't need porn. Ramius' body was so wonderful as to draw the eyes of any man. Her breasts are perky and well-shaped. Her fine skin shone white in the sun. Ah, what incredible proportions. Ramius, you have a really pretty body. Do I? Esther found himself staring at her. what is it, Ramius? Did I do something weird? No, I just thought that was quite an exaggeration. I don't think so. I bet your body's charmed tons of guys. Ramius still doesn't get how hot she is, I guess. Esther decided he'd convince her of that later and focus his entire nervous system on his naked wife for now. But rather than touch her at all, he put all of his focus on his sense of sight. I can really feel you staring. Ramius felt as though Asya's passionate gaze was piercing through her whole body, and naturally caused her breathing to intensify. Everything you stare at, it seems to heat up. To prove her words, Ramius' pussy had grown hot and was slightly loosening. Oh, would you look at that? Astra said when he noticed something while staring at Ramius' pussy. Don't, Astra. No, can't control it. Drip. Juices dripped from her pussy down to her white panties. This is certainly very embarrassing. A shiver ran down Ramius' spine. Today you're really looking at all my shameful parts. But I'm glad I even got to see this. I couldn't be happier right now. Is that so? If you're happy, then I'm happy. Maybe it's because we're outside. Just the fact that you're naked out here is strangely arousing. I feel the same way. And the wind against my boobs and crotch is making my body heat up. Your gaze, it's telling me how much you want to touch me. Yeah, I'm trying to focus on looking right now, but I really do want to touch you. Sticking a finger in your pussy and digging around looks like it feels especially good and stuff like that. Well, like that? And I really want to spread those plump buck cheeks too, and that kind of thing. Well, if you did that, I'm sure it'd be enough to get me wet. Like she was imagining it, Ramius wriggled her hips, juices overflowed from her pussy. Also, I want to pick up those big boobs from below and give them a good squeeze. Then I pinch those puffy nipples and rub them between my fingers. Please, no more, Aster. Ramius. Ramius nearly fell over, but Aster held her up. Now that he was right next to her, he smelled her dizzyingly sweet aroma. While he supported her body, Ramius panted. Her body already seemed to be at its limit. Sorry, but I'm all too turned on. No need to apologize. I'm turned on, too. Here, look at this. Astra pointed to his own crotch. His enlarged cock was tenting his pants. Even through your clothes, I can tell it's twitching. It's saying it wants to go inside you. Inside me? Subtly enough that Astra wouldn't notice, Ramius gulped. By now, her throat was dry as a desert and her pussy was ceaselessly flowing with juices. She couldn't wait anymore. Esther, you may think this is indecent, but... Can we have sex right now? I feel this constant throbbing in my abdomen. I can't take it. Okay, me too. Let's go inside then. Oh, if we can, let's do it here. Quickly. Ramius, you really can't wait, huh? Ramius blushed with shame as she nodded. Of course that's fine. Let's feel good together. Okay. I'm so glad I'm your wife. So am I. All right, let's get right to it. Anthony was about to remove his pants. He heard someone behind him clear their throat. That voice. Rishi. Sorry, you two. I've been trying to talk for a while, but you didn't seem to notice. Oh, we're just... Whatever, can you just cover up first? Ah! Ramius frantically got her clothes together and covered up her body. Geez, there's a time and place, you know. Well, we were just... see... You don't understand, we were discussing a problem with Ramius' combat outfit, and I just got into it. Yeah. We just got into it. There are other places for that, besides which, considering you were removing your clothes, it's not very convincing. Is that right? Yeah, I know you're married, but think about where you are. Okay. I'm sorry. Esther and Ramius had no arguments to offer. Hey, Esther. Ramius whispered into his ear so Riche couldn't hear. What? You may find this indecent, but I'd like to resume this tonight. My body's still so hot that I can't stand it. Of course, after enjoying you visually, I really need to enjoy you physically, too. I see, then I'll be looking forward to tonight. Ah, I can't hear them, but I've got a good idea what they're talking about. Can't they try and be less horny? Riche glared at the loving couple, but they didn't even seem to notice. Ramius gained one skill point. Alright guys, so that's going to be the end of Evenicle, and I hope you guys have enjoyed it. And we'll do some more of it later as we get closer to the end of Chapter 1. Alright, this will be the Grimlord, and I am out of here. See you next time on Grim Sentai Games Corner.